Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We have been sharing on practical kingdom diplomacy, and that is what we are going to continue to share this day. The text is going to be from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we are going to learn what we have to do in relating with one another, in relating with other people that God surrounds us with. So that is what we are going to learn today. And we have said that God wants us to represent Him on this earth. So in relating with other people, we have to ensure that we are relating the way that God wants us to relate with those people, which is going to reveal God, how God is unto those people. So people who come into contact with us must learn something about God. It is just like people who come into contact with maybe the ambassador or one of the diplomatic persons of a nation in another nation. When you come into contact with an ambassador or anybody who is a diplomat, he sells his nation. He sells the policies of his nation. He promotes his king. Hallelujah. And that is what we have to do. We have to be promoters of God, promoters of our king, promoters of our nation, promoters of our nation system, promoters of our nation's culture. We have to live it. Hallelujah. And that is what diplomacy is all about. It's about relating with other people. Actually, it is the height of diplomacy that God, or Jesus rather, said that He is sending us. In other words, we belong somewhere and He is sending us out of where we belong to another place. He's sending us as sheep in the midst of wolves. We should be harmless as doves and wise as serpents. And that is the height of diplomacy, where you are not harmful, but rather you are wise in your relations or in your dealing with other people. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we get to see practically how our lives must be as God's representatives, diplomats of the eternal kingdom of God sent into this earthly kingdom of God. So we are going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we have 12 practical ways that we must live our lives or relate with other people. Okay, so verse 5 says what? It's talking about the way we must relate in love. And verse 5 says that love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Alright, so we are talking about the second part of it. Last week we covered the first part, where we said that a diplomat functioning in kingdom love does not draw attention to himself. You know, that's verse 4. He doesn't draw attention to himself, and it's not arrogant, he's not over impressed with himself and all that. But verse 5 says that does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Alright? So, God's representative It's not supposed to be selfish. It's not supposed to be selfish. That is what the scripture means when it says, does not seek its own. It's not supposed to be selfish, but seek other people's interest and opinions. Ladies and gentlemen, in relating with one another, God wants us to seek the interests of other people. Other people in our church, other people in our workplace, other people in our domestic setting. God wants us to seek the interests of other people. That is how He is. God Himself seeks other people's interests. In other words, in pursuing what agenda He has got, God makes sure that He doesn't shortchange anybody who comes His way. Anybody who comes His way is not left empty. He's not left even half full. He wants to fulfill the people. Hallelujah. And that is how we must relate with people. People who come into contact with us must feel refreshed. They must not leave our presence stale. They must not leave our presence emptied. They must not leave our presence feeling bad. They must leave our presence full. They must leave our presence refreshed, fulfilled. Hallelujah. I believe that one of the reasons why Jesus Christ chose 12 apostles and not 200 apostles is that He believed that He had to fulfill them completely. Hallelujah. And so He chose people that He could fulfill. People that He could make them feel good. Because Jesus is not the type who you be with and then you don't feel fulfilled in your life. He fulfills everybody. He calls them all, follow me. And He doesn't leave them regretting that they are following Him. He takes care of them. Financially, He takes care of them. He protects them. He defends them. There are times that people will attack his apostles, but Jesus Christ will come in and He will defend them. I'll leave them alone. And He will quote scripture and tell the people, have you not read that David, when he was angry, he was plucking ears of corn? I mean, he was always defending his people so that his people will feel fulfilled. They don't feel empty. Peter was a fisherman. He had fished all night. He couldn't get anything. Jesus called him. He says, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. In other words, you are empty, but I'm not going to leave you empty. I am going to fulfill you. I'm going to take you a step further and make you not a fisher of fish, but a fisher of men. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ makes sure that He wasn't seeking His own interest. He was seeking the interest of all His people. And that is what we must be. That is how we must relate. We must not think about our own, but look at the interest of other people. Now I want you to ask yourself, whose interest have I sought today? Whose interest have I sought this week? Today is a Wednesday. Whose interest have I sought? Have I only been thinking about maybe how I can enhance myself, enhance my image, enhance my vision, enhance what is important to me? What about what is important to the other person? What about the interests of the other person? What about the vision of the other person? God wants us to look at other people's interests. And wonderfully, you see, in the kingdom system of Jesus, it is when you are seeking other people's interests that your interests will mysteriously be fulfilled. It's a mystery. When you focus only on things concerning you, it doesn't do well. It doesn't do well. But when you focus on things concerning other people, then your own things also flourishes. It's a mystery. You see, because as you focus on other people, God is focusing on you. As you focus on yourself, you cannot get God's concentration on your own things. Because God Himself is not selfish. And He doesn't want us to be self-centered. Hallelujah. I think we can look at the book of Philippians chapter 2. We read it the other time, but for the sake of what we are doing, let us go back to it. Philippians chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and of course, there is consolation in Christ, there is comfort of love, there is a fellowship of the Holy Spirit, if any affection and mercy, yes, there is affection and there is mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Please underline like-minded. He says that we must have the same mind. But we examine what mind is talking about. Fulfill my joy if in Christ there is love, there is the Holy Spirit's fellowship, if there is mercy or grace, if there is affection. Says that then fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love. What kind of love do we have? Is it the same love that we have? Yes, it is true. Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. We have the same love. But do we have the same mind? Yes, we have the same mind. We have what is called the mind of Christ. We will soon see what mind he says that we must have. All of us must have the same mind of Christ. We must have the same love, which is the agape, being of one accord. Being of one accord, of one mind. All right? Let nothing be done through selfish ambition. There is something we call selfish ambition or conceit. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Hallelujah. Let nothing. Can we all say nothing? Say that when you are doing something, don't do it out of a selfish ambition. An ambition for only yourself. All right? That's not how God wants us to relate in this church. That's not how he wants us to relate with other people. Because it doesn't reflect him, his mind, his love, and everything that he has invested in us. So he says, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, can you see that? But also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mind that we must have, that one mind, single mind we must have, that like mind we must have, is the mind of seeking other people's interest, not our own personal interest. If Jesus was seeking his own personal interest, he wouldn't have died on the cross. He said that, Father, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, not my mind, not what will benefit me, but what is your will? What is your will? And the will of God was for him to die. So the Bible is telling us that if we are following Christ and representing him, then we must have the same mind, the mind of thinking about the other person. You have to think about yourself, of course. You see the scripture says, let each of you look not only for his own interest. It means that you must look out for your interest, but it shouldn't be only your interest. It should be the interest of other people also. It means that it's possible that you are in Christ, you are in this church, but your interests are different.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You understand that? You can have one mind, though. Listen very carefully to me. We have a traditional understanding of this to mean that we should be one. We should think the same. It's not like that. Yes, it is like that. We should think the same in a sense that we should all think about the other person. That's the same. That's the like mind. That's the one mind that we must have. Let this mind be in you. Not this mind. This is singular. Talking about a particular person's mind. Jesus, who sought the interest of God, not his will. The interest of humanity by going to the cross, not his personal interest. So he says that look out for your interest, of course. But don't look out for your interest only, but also for the interest of other people. So you can have the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? You can have the same mind. You can have one mind, but your interest is different. You understand? Because the mind you must have is this mind of Christ. The mind that thinks about the other person. Hallelujah. Because God has equipped us in such a way that our interests can be different. Although we have to be together, but our interests can be different. But look at the beauty of it. We have different interests in this place, but we have one mind. The mind of Christ, where I do not look only at my things, but also at your things. So do you see the beauty of it? Do you see how it will end? At the end of the day, we will all be fulfilled. Because I'm not looking at my interests only, I'm looking at your interests also. I'm looking at what you are interested in, what is your passion, that is what I'm looking at. And I'm looking to help you fulfill your passion. You're also looking to help me fulfill my passion. At the end of the day, how do we end? A completely fulfilled people. Hallelujah. Nobody losing out. But if you think that it means that we should all collapse our interests and think only about one person's interest, we are not doing the things. We are not doing it well. You understand that? That is why he says, don't look only at your interests. If there is consolation in Jesus Christ, if there is affection and mercy, if there is, we have the same love, and all that. We should have the same love, have the same mind. The same love means that it's an unselfish love that makes you think about the other person. It's complex, but it's beautiful. There's nothing God does that is simple. You look at it, it's so simple. No. Do you think God is a simple person? He's not a simple person at all. He's not simple at all. And the things he creates, they are not simple. Are you sitting down, you are image of God? Are you a simple person? You are not simple. So don't think that God does things and it's so simple. I mean, no, it's not simple. It's not just like that. Maybe you know something little, but it's a very complex thing that God does. These things are complex. Wow. Hallelujah. But you see, in the midst of the complexities and all that, he puts something in our midst. He says that, be like my son. If you are like my son, you fulfill each other's interests. You all be fulfilled as a group. Everything will go on well. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Wow. So he says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And it describes Jesus Christ, what he went through. Hallelujah. So it is in our own personal interest to seek other people's interest. It's wonderful. It's a mystery. The world will say that it's when you focus and focus and focus that things will do well. But God's kingdom system is not like that. See, the kingdom of God is like somebody who planted a seed. He scattered the seed. And then he went to home, and then he came and he saw that the thing had sprung, and he didn't know how. He didn't know how, because he was not involved in the process of growth. It is God's work. Hallelujah. Wonderful. So, it's good for us not to be selfish, but to help other people. Sow into other people's lives. Sow into other people's ventures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at the next way of relating to reflect the nature of God as his diplomat. It is found in verse 5 also. It is that the practice of this heavenly brand of love will not make a kingdom diplomat offended, provoked, or irritated by people. It makes him always act in his own kingdom way and not react. Let me say it again. If you are a diplomat and you are walking in this brand of love that characterizes God, you will not be offended, provoked, or irritated by people. It will make you act in your own kingdom way and not react. Hallelujah. That is what we pick in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5b. It says that love is not provoked. It's not provoked. Hallelujah. It means that he is not offended. Nothing provokes him. He's not irritated by people. Wonderful. It's powerful. God is not irritated by people. Are you aware of that? God is not irritated. God is not provoked. Because if you can provoke somebody, then you can manipulate the person. I hope you are aware. Yeah. If you can be provoked, you can be manipulated. But God wants us not to be manipulated, because he himself is not subject to manipulation. You understand? To manipulate, it means to control somebody. Now, if I do something and then it offends you, it irritates you, it provokes you, then do you know who is in charge? It's not you. I am detecting your mood. Whether you smile or you frown, I am the one in control of your life. But you see, things can happen to us, but we can choose not to be irritated or offended or provoked. We can choose. The choice is ours. So we have to refuse to be provoked by people, because God is like that. He is not provoked. In other words, God doesn't react. God acts. Somebody who reacts means that another person is controlling him or her. But God cannot deny himself, the Bible says. It says that even if we don't believe, yet he remains faithful. We don't believe that he's faithful. He doesn't say, well, they say I am not faithful, so I will prove to them that I am not faithful. The Bible rather says that he cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. Wow. Are you not excited about serving a God who cannot be manipulated? I think I'm happy to serve him, because if somebody can manipulate God, then I am not safe. If God's mood can change, then I am not safe.
then before I go to him, I have to study him, whether he's in a right mood before I approach him, whether somebody has annoyed him before I approach him. You see the thing? But God is God. God cannot be controlled. He's a king. A king is somebody who is in charge of himself. Hallelujah. Whether you worship him or you do not worship him, he is still God. Whether you believe he is almighty or not, he is still almighty. He doesn't have to go through any tantrums to prove that he is almighty, because he knows he is almighty. Hallelujah. It is good to serve a stable God, a God that who can be predicted. That God, when I go to him, he will receive me. Now, I'm not sure whether he received me because I'm black. I'm not sure whether he received me because I just did something wrong. I'm not sure. So, hey, as for God, if you do something wrong, no way. Don't go. Don't go to him. You better stay out of church. You better stay out of his way. Don't even mention his name, because if you do something wrong and you mention his name, he's going to hit your head. God is not like that. God can be, the Bible says, I am the Lord, I do not change. That is why you guys are not consumed. That is why you are not consumed. Because I don't change. I am not manipulated. Sometimes the devil gives us an impression that God is a tit for tat kind of person. That God, you sin against him, he will get even at you. But that is against the kingdom system of our Lord Jesus. Totally against. Yes, in the Old Testament you find examples of that. But Jesus had not died. There is a Jesus factor that we have to sift all the actions of the Old Testament through. And if he passes the test of Jesus's principles, his person, the way he is, it passes the test of his performance on the cross for us, the results of the performance. If he passes the test, then you take it. If he doesn't pass the test, then you know that Jesus Christ came to give us an understanding that you will know the true God, and we in him who is true, this is eternal life. He says, this is a true God and eternal life. This is a true God and eternal life. This is a true God and eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to see a true God if there is a presence of a false God. This is the true God and eternal life. He says that, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding. How did he give us an understanding? By his person. By the way he related with people. He was imparting a certain understanding that we will know the true God, because he is the image of the true God. He himself said that nobody knows the Father except the Son and the person that the Son chooses to reveal the Father to. And he said in the same place that nobody knows the Son except the Father. Wow! It's powerful. So that should tell us that we have to be like God. He acts. If he's reacting, like I'm sure that unbelievers, they are all wiped off. A time will come that he will deal with them, but he doesn't react. So sometimes we get confused. Sometimes doesn't the ways of God sometimes confuse you? Because you expect that if you do good, Sarah, you expect that once I've done good throughout this week, then good must come to me. And then we also expect that once I've done bad, I know myself that I haven't done the right thing. I mean, I've done the wrong thing throughout. We think that then the wrong must follow us, because we have just sowed wrong, and so wrong must follow. We have sowed good, and so good must follow. But sometimes we get confused. Because when you so good and you think that good must continue, you see sometimes continuous evil pine. You come and hit, hey, that good boy. They would have a bump, but first if you put that pine, another one. You know what is happening to me? And sometimes when you have done wrong, you know that in fact God should be annoyed with you. Then you see blessing, and so you get confused. Ah, what I did, is it good? Maybe it's good though. That's why right afterwards God is showing me good, because this one is something divine. Because if it's from the devil, I won't have this good. And that's why you see that there's a hand of God. And sometimes you get confused. Please don't be confused anymore. I am telling you that God does not react. Otherwise, you curse him and bang, he hits you. A time will come. In the end, he will hit. He will deal with people. But you see, he doesn't react. He acts. He has his own agenda. And you cannot hasten it, so to speak. It's in his own power. The times and the season is in his own power to do. That is why I'm teaching us this, to know that the person we are representing, he doesn't react. So what happens to you when you are relating with somebody in this church, in your workplace, and then he acts in a bad way to you? He expects that you also frown, but you don't frown. It doesn't mean that you condone the mediocrity or the evil or what he has done. But you see, you don't react. A time will come at the proper time that you show the person that this thing that you did is not good. And you should not continue to do it. Hallelujah. You came
from I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.